The Republican presidential candidates weren't the only politicians locked in debate this weekend. The House of Representatives was at work until last night before going out on summer recess. One of the final bills it passed was an overhaul of FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. We've heard a lot about why this is a political victory for President Bush, but with all the talk of political winners and losers, we weren't exactly sure what's in the new bill. So we asked Tim Starks, a reporter for Congressional Quarterly.
What this does is it allows more warrantless surveillance, especially of anyone overseas. Sometimes someone who is an American might be on the other line, and they may end up being swept into the surveillance. But if they're targeting for surveillance an American person on American soil, they need to get a warrant. But if they're targeting someone who's overseas, and this is important, even if that person is an American who is overseas, they will not need a warrant for that.
Tim, how's that different from the FISA law that was already on the books?
Well, the main thing is that if any American was involved in any calls, they had to get a warrant to listen in on those calls. Here, whether or not an American was involved or not, as long as they were targeting that foreign person, they would be able to do that without a warrant. Now, this bill is only good for 6 months. A number of the House lawmakers that I talked to said that they felt like the Senate really made it so that they had no choice but to go along with this bill, because they would essentially have been fighting the president and congressional Republicans by themselves. And the president had said he would keep them in Congress. He would keep them in town until they passed a bill he could sign. He wasn't going to sign the Democrats' bill. He would have signed this one. There were a number of them who just wanted to get it over with and felt like, since it is only 6 months, that it was something they could swallow, even if they did not do so with a great deal of enjoyment. The Democrats have already started talking about how they want to correct some of the things in this bill that they don't like. This bill really hurt them with some of their liberal constituents and some privacy advocates that are something of a constituency for them. So they're going to look at scaling back what they've done here and putting in place something permanent that will perhaps satisfy the president and Democrats.
Tim Starks, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks very much for having me.